We are an Ayin Zayin of 77A, and we are about 8 lines down the page. On the previous daf, we had talked about the Suffolk Mitzorah, the person who may or may not be a Mitzorah, and the question of how we take care of him, because he can't just bring his Karban Asham as a Mitzorah. Maybe he's not really a Mitzorah, in which case this is being brought for nothing. So we suggested that he brings it as a Nedava, conditional Nedava. Either it as a shlamim, in fact. Either it's an asham if he's a mitzvah, or it's a shlamim if he's not a mitzvah. And we talked our way through what to do with the oil as well. One last piece of this, though. Yosef Rav Rachumi kamed de Ravina. Rav Rachumi is sitting in front of Ravina. V'yosef ka'amar mishmed Rav Huna bar Tachlifa. He cites Rav Huna bar Tachlifa. And he offers the following suggestion. V'neima, why don't we say, asham zeh yehei asham talui. This asham that he's bringing, in case he's a mitzvah, if he's not a mitzvah, it'll be an asham talui, following the view which we've already seen a couple of times in Zvachim, that you're allowed to bring an asham talui for nothing. Right? Rabbi Eliezer says, you're allowed to say, you know, maybe at some point I sin, so I'd like to bring an asham talui. Remember Baba Ben Buta and the whole discussion, bringing an asham every day, the chadas every day. So Rabbi Lazar says you can bring an asham talui on a daily basis because everybody may have sinned at some point. That's the that's my possibility here. Shma mina, do we see from here, from the fact that no one made that suggestion, that man tana de poligale de Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon who damar emes nadin asham talui? Maybe the reason why no one made the suggestion is because Rabbi Shimon, our speaker here regarding the suffik mitzvah, is actually the Tana who disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer regarding bringing a voluntary Yashem Taloi. Maybe that's why no one offered this as an idea. So Omar Lehi, he replied, Torah, Torah, Ravina says back to him. Torah, Torah, which is not the beginning of a song, but rather Rashi explains Torah, Torah, the first of the medium lines. Kolomar Heichan hi Torah shel Adam Gadol Kmoscha. Where is the Torah of a great man like you? That's what Rashi explains. There's in the side margin, you get this Nuschaos Rashi Ksav Yashan from old manuscripts. They have a different explanation that Rashi offers. Ata Sha'um Alecha Shata Baki B'Torah, a little more of a harsh approach. People say that you're such a bucky, you're such an expert. Torah, Torah, you represent Torah. Back in the Gemara, the last 4 words before the Mishnah, Imri Bedichri Michlefilach, you switched, you confused the lamb with the ram, meaning that the Asham Mitzvah is a year-old lamb, the Asham Talai is a 2-year ram. So how in the world can you confuse the two? You can't bring the same animal for both. There's no way you could bring one animal and say, well, either it's this or it's that. Because when you're satisfying one, you're not satisfying the other. Rig Brashura Gaon in his Igeres, where he talks about the Mesorah, the section of Rabbanan Savorai, Os Kuv Zayin, notes that Rav Rachumi and Ravina, the two speakers here, along with Rishmo Bar Yehuda and Rav Huna, all passed away in the same year. They're all close colleagues. Okay. That's the wrap-up from yesterday. Sorry, Chester, we need another chair here. We're now up to the Mishnah on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph 77A.
We can learn today for Rafua, Rut Batsara, please.
Rut Batsara? Okay, Rafua Shlema for Rut Batsara. Okay. Mishnah says, Evrei Chatas Shnis Arvu Be'Evrei Ola, continuing our Mishnayos that talk about mixtures of karbanos and non-karbanos and fossil karbanos and so on, you have limbs of a chatas and an ola that get mixed together. I don't like to translate the word evarim as limbs, because they're not really limbs. Some of them are organs, some of them are limbs, some of them are just body parts. But this is the best I can do, is say limbs and leave it at that. So you have parts of the carbon chatas get mixed with parts of the carbon ola. And the problem is that if they are, in fact, parts of the chatas, they're supposed to be eaten. And if they're part of the ola, then they're supposed to be put on the mizbeach. So what do I do with my mixture? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yitain Lemala. Rabbi Eliezer, put it on the mizbeach. Veroa ani es besar hachatas milamala ki ilu hein eitzim. I will look at the chatas meat on the mizbeach as though it was wood fuel for the mizbeach. I am not doing haktara, as Rashi explains. There's an isser, there's a prohibition, bal taktiru, against putting non mizbeach eligible items on the mizbeach. But that's okay because we'll just call it wood instead. This is not an official placement of a carbon on the mizbeach. V'chachamim omrim to ubar tzurasan v'yetzu lebeis hasreifa. V'chachamim disagree. They say no. What you do instead is you wait for literally ibur tzura, for it to change its form. And what we mean by that is for it to become nosar, for it to become leftovers. And at that point you burn it. Sheif al taza. Don't do anything until it becomes nosar. That's the idea. And your karbonos will be valid. If I bring a korban olah, I do this rika properly, and then the meat doesn't end up on the mizbeach, my korban is still fine. So I'm not disqualifying the korban. That's the recommendation offered in the Mishnah by the Chachamim. The Dam Zvachim asks, what about putting salt on these evarim you're putting on the mizbeach? Right, every korban on the mizbeach is supposed to get salt on it, but what you're putting now, some of it at least, is not a korban. You don't put salt on the wood that goes on the mizbeach. So he either suggests that you're allowed to put salt, in fact, on the wood, or alternatively, he points out that in Shkalim, the Mishnah in Shkalim, in Perek Zayin, we say that Beis Din made a takana, they made a kindit really tonight, that the salt will be dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash, but that it will be available for the Kohanim for their own use. So since the Kohanim can use it themselves, they can also put it on this misafik, on this thing that might be a carbon, might not. Okay. So that's our Mishnah. We're in the middle of the page in Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, and the Gemara is going to ask us about the position of Rabbi Eliezer. Where exactly did Rabbi Eliezer get this idea that you should put everything on top of the Mizbeach and just say, well, we treat it as fuel? My time made Rabbi Eliezer. What's Rabbi Eliezer's reason? Omar Kra, look at the Pasuk, and I gave you the Pasuk there on the sheet. I gave you the previous Pasuk as well. Okay? Don't make your menachas out of chametz, because seor, which we're going to take here as another term for chametz, and honey, don't go on the mizbeach. And then the pasuk says, korban reishis takrivu osam lashem. You do bring them for your korban reishis. What is your korban reishis? What is your korban reishis? What does that mean? Not bikurim. Bikurim. You can bring them for bikurim. Remember that devash is devash tamarim. It's not bee honey. It's date honey. So you can use that for your bikurim. And the seor that you bring is the shtei halechem that you bring on Shavuos. So that you do. Takrivu osam lashem. Those are brought as your korban reishis. Ve'al mizbeach lo yalu l'reach nichoach. But they don't go up on the mizbeach as a reach nichoach, as a korban to Hashem. That's the pasuk on which we're going to build everything now. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, regarding the Seor and Dvash, V'yala Mizbeach lo ya'alu l'reach nichoach, those don't go up on the Mizbeach for Reach nichoach, l'reach nichoach iya tamale, you don't bring them up for Reach nichoach, aval tamale l'shem eitzim, but you could put them on the Mizbeach if it's not l'reach nichoach. Reach nichoach often is translated as pleasing aroma. Some of Farshim on the Torah take it as an aroma before Hashem. The nichoach as being in front of Hashem. But either way, however you read it, that's the isser. The isser is, don't put it up as a reach nichoach, but you can put it up as fuel. That's fine. As I stated, Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan say? Mi et rachmana osam. No, because the pasuk says, them. Those are the ones. Osam hu di'atamala, avalatamala l'shem eitzim. It's true that seor and devash can be put up as fuel on the Mizbeach. Those, yes. But not other things, like your pieces of your korbanos. That you can't put up on the Mizbeach. That's the Chachamim's approach. Oh, Rabbi Eliezer, back to you, Rabbi Eliezer. What do you do with their point? What do you do? This word osam is a limiting word. Yeah, but that's for a different purpose. Osam hu d'raboy lach kevash kamizbeach. Avamidi achrini lo. Just the opposite. The word osam is a restrictive word in terms of a chumrah that applies to Seor and Dvash. Not a kula that applies to Seor and Dvash. The Chachamim said, we have a kula for Seor and Dvash. They can go up as fuel, and it's only them. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, we have a chumrah of Seor and Dvash. The chumrah is that they can only go on the ramp. They can't go on the top of not only can they not go on the top of the Mizbeach, they even can't go on the ramp. And the rule is that it's only those that are restricted from going on the ramp. Other things that don't belong on top of the Mizbeach may sit on the ramp. That's how I take it. V'Rabbanan, Rabbanan, where will you get that from? Oh, Tarti Shmamina. We deduce both from there. Not just one, but both. As Rashi explains, Tarti Shaminan Mina, Dimiuta de Osam, Akol Mai Dechsiv Bahari Krokoi, that the word Osam is meant to exclude everything mentioned in that Pasuk, the Vechihechi de Mamait Shirai Meisura de Ribuya de Kevash Hemis Bayach, and by Lehunami Meyatera de Halal Hashem Eitzim de Nafka Mehai Kro, just like we use that to exclude that other things cannot go. Well, just like we use this pasuk to say don't put things on the ramp, we also use it to exclude and say you can't put things up on the mizbeach as fuel. So effectively, what we're doing is we're saying, according to the chachamim, nothing other than sor and dvash may go up on the top of the mizbeach. That's number one, and number two, other things may go on the ramp. We're taking both things from there. And Rabbi Eliezer says, I agree with you that other things can't go on the ramp. However, I do believe that other things may be used as fuel. That's the machlokis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Okay. However, our nice and neat little machlokis, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, doesn't last. Right? It looked very simple. Rabbi Eliezer says, you can bring it as fuel. The Chachamim say, no, you can't. I have a brisa which is going to present a different version of Rabbi Eliezer versus the Chachamim. And that's the next piece here, 10 lines up from the bottom. Masnisin delo kihai tana. Our Mishnah is not like the following Tana. Disanya, as the following brisa says, and in fact the next Mishnah isn't like this brisa either. Disanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, lo nechleku Rabbi Eliezer v'chachamim al evrei chatos, shenis arvu be'evrei ola, sheyikarvu. Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim both agree. There is no machlokes regarding our case in our Mishnah. Everybody agrees they go up on the Mizbeach. We have no problem. And not only that, everybody agrees that if carbon pieces get confused with pieces from an animal that was involved in this act of Reviyah, then lo yikarvu, they don't go on the Mizbeach. And Rabbi Eliezer will agree with that also. So the Chachamim agree that Evrei Chatos and Evrei Ola do go up as fuel. And Rabbi Eliezer agrees that if it's mixed in with Roveya Venirba, it doesn't go up on the Mizbeach. And everybody's good with that rule as well. Not as a carbon and not as fuel. Aman Echlegu, where was their Machlokes? Al Evrei Ola Timimash Nis Arvu Be Evrei Balas Mum. You have an Ola, it's unblemished. And it gets mixed with an Ola that is blemished. That's where we run into trouble. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yikarvu. Rabbi Eliezer says, put it on the Mizbeach, Veroa Ani, Lamala, or in the side margin, they give you the better addition, as Bisar Balaz Mum, Lamala, Kilo Enetzim. I say, you know, whatever it is that has a Mum, that's fine. The blemished one is just like fuel. V'chacham Orem Lo Yikarvu, and the Chacham say, don't put it up on the Mizbeach. If you see on the sheet, I gave you a little list there of the different cases, where they agree and where they disagree. Evarim of Ola and Baal Mum, that's where they engage in the Machlokas. That's the idea. So the Gemara now says, okay, let's assume this Brisa is correct. I need to understand first the position of Rabbi Eliezer. Why is it that Rabbi Eliezer says regarding Ruvea Venirba, they're off the Mizbeach, and regarding Baal Mum, he says you can put that on the Mizbeach. What's the distinction? And then at the end, the Gemara is going to ask, what about the Rabbanan? Why is it that the Rabbanan say, regarding Chatas and Ola that got mixed up, you do put them on, and all the rest you don't put them on? So first we're going to walk through Rabbi Eliezer. That's going to be the more difficult one. And then we'll get to the Rabbanan. Rabbi Eliezer, Maishna Roveya Venirba. Rabbi Eliezer, why is Roveya Venirba a different case? Why is it that you say, regarding Roveya Venirba, that it doesn't go on the Mizbeach? Dilo Chazu, is it because they're not suited for the Mizbeach? As opposed to Chatas and Ola, where at least they're suited for something. Balas Mum Namilo Chazi. The blemished ones also aren't suited for the Mizbeach. So that can't be the explanation. So the Gemara is going to give us three answers. Two from Rav Huna and a third. Amar Rav Huna top line Ayin Zayin Amad Beis Bedokin Sheba Ayin Valiba De Rabbi Akiva De Amarim Alu Lo Yerdu. My first answer is that when we talk about Baal Mum here, I'm willing to put it on the Mizbeach because we're not dealing with a real Mum. It's a real Mum in the sense that the carbon is disqualified. L'chadchila, you shouldn't be bringing it. But it's the sort of blemish which, regarding birds, doesn't even count. Remember that bird carbonos, in order for a bird to get a Mum, it needs to have, like, a missing wing. Okay? Some serious, very visible blemish. These minor Mumin don't disqualify a bird carbon. So that's what we're talking about here. Bedokin Sheba'ayin means some kind of a light blemish in the eye. Something that the pupil doesn't look right in the animal, something along those lines is what we're talking about. If you remember the Gemara in Gittin, where Kamtza and Bar Kamtza blemishes the animal that was given to him to bring to the Beis HaMikdash, so he blemishes it either Beniv Sheba Sfasayim or Bedokin Sheba Ayin. Niv Sfasayim are the lips, and Bedokin Sheba Ayin is the eye. And it's supposed to be a message to the Jews that they either that they spoke this way, or that they saw what was going on and didn't protest when he was kicked out of the party. But this is a minor blemish, and the Gemara there says, a mum that, for us, would be a mum, but the Romans wouldn't have seen it as a mum. That's Dokin Sheba Ayin. So Rav Huna says, the reason why Rabbi Eliezer is okay with putting the Baal Mum on the Mizbeach is because it's a mild Mum. That's all it is. It's not a serious Mum. That's our first answer. And therefore Rabbi Akiva says, Im Alulo Yerdu. Tosfos asks why we picked Dokin Shebaayin. Why didn't we just say mild Mum? There are a whole bunch of other mild Mum as well. In any case, that's our first answer. What's the problem with that answer? Again, we're saying that the reason he's allowing the karbon, if it's mixed right, to go up on the mizbeach, is because, after all, it's a mild mum, and therefore Rabbi Akiva says im alu lo yerdu. So what's my problem? That's only im alu, right? It's only if it went up already. That's not our discussion. Our discussion is you had a mixture together, and now you want to know what to do. Rabbi Akiva doesn't say lechatchila stick it up on the mizbeach. The emer d'amar Rabbi Akiva d'iyavad. That's Rabbi Akiva's statement. If you already did it, it's already on the mizbeach, so don't pull it down. But lechatchila mi'omar, would Rabbi Akiva say, sure, go ahead, stick this thing on the mizbeach? So I get a second answer. Rav Papa gives me a clarification on Rav Huna. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, "Hacham b'may askinan." What's our case? Kigon sha'alu agabe kevesh. It is indeed where they already went up on the ramp. That's the case. So they already went on the ramp, so now I say lo yerdu. But there's a problem with that also. The problem with that is that in that case it has nothing to do with mixtures at all. Forget where my karma got mixed with the Baal Mum. You had a straight Baal Mum, and it was put up on the ramp. You don't take it down. So why do I need you to tell me about the law of the mixture? Ihachi, if so, five lines down, afilu beinayu, the same rule will pertain if the karbon is actually present without any sort of mixture. And this Baal Mum. Ella, rather, we go with our third answer. Taimei de Rabbi Eliezer, miei de Rachmana, mum bum, hu delo yeratsu, ha'al yedei taroves yeratsu. He says, I have a limiting factor there in the Gemara itself. I have a limiting factor in the Pasuk itself. The Pasuk itself that talks about not putting the Baal Mum on the Mizbeach says, mum bam, kimash chasam bahem mum bam, lo yeratsu lachem. So the Torah says, mum bam, there is a mum in them, that when they stand alone, as Rashi says, mashma kishain bifnei atzman, that's the thing that's no good. However, if they're in a mixture, halayidei taroves, yeratsu, then they are acceptable. Period. So Rabbi Eliezer's reason for putting it up on the Mizbeach is because, forget this whole business about a mild mum. It's not a mild mum at all. It's not already on the ramp at all. It's the mixture the way he thought it was in the first place. But the Torah says, Baal Mum straight can't go on the Mizbeach. Baal Mum and a Taroves may go on the Mizbeach. Follow? Got it?
Yeah.
That's what he did. He got it from the Pasuk.
But this is not Merova, but nearby.
No, this is only the Baal Mum. Rabbi Eva nearby, he disqualified. So this is unique to Baal Mum based on the Pasuk. But the Gemara says, wait a minute, the Rabbanan, let's go back to the Rabbanan then. If there's a Pasuk, what do? They say, Mum Bam Hu Dula Yeratsu, Ha'avar Mum Yeratsu. They say, that's not what Mum Bam is meant to exclude. It's not the Baal Mum is disqualified, but the Baal Mum in the mixture is okay. It's the Baal Mum is disqualified, the rehabilitated Baal Mum is okay. If it had a Mum, then the Mum is gone. Now, I don't say Dichoy, rather it's okay for the Mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer, how do you know that rule about the Baal Mum that's no longer a Baal Mum? Oh, that's okay. I get that from the word Bahem, which is extra there as well. Mi Baam of Bahem. Because the Torah says, Mashchasam Bahem Mum Bam. Right?
When did it have a Baal Mum?
I'm sorry.
When was it a Baal Mum?
That's the Pasuk. What do you mean?
When was it a Baal Mum?
It was a Baal Mum when it was right after you dedicated it.
Before Shechina.
Yes, pre-shchita. Well, shchita is also a mum. The got a mum in between the time you dedicated it and the time of the shchita. It can't be pre-dedication because then it wouldn't be hekdesh in the first place. It would be a kabayis, whatever, but it wouldn't be a karban. So yeah, Rabbi Eliezer's stance will be the Torah has two superfluous elements in this pasuk. One to teach me that it's only a baal mum that's alone, not a baal mum that's in a mix. And the other to teach me it's only a baal mum that has a mum now, not a one that was a baal mum in the past. V'rabbanan, back to you, Rabbanan. Hey, he has two lessons he can draw from this pasuk. Yeah, but bam bahem lo darshi. They didn't use these multiple words. The Shita Mekubetzes in Oshei discusses why not use those words. But that's the idea. So the Gemara says, that's my third answer for Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says the Baal Mum is okay when you did this mixture, because I have a pasuk. The only problem is, once you have a pasuk, that means they can go on the Mizbeach as a carbon. They don't need to go up as fuel anymore. Going up as fuel was a game, right? To allow me to do something I shouldn't be allowed to do. So now, what do? The Gemara says, Iachi, if so, if you have such great permission, then Roeh, we see it as though it's fuel. Harachmana Achsharei, the Torah said it's fine. Yeah, but Ledivrei Hem Ka'amar Lo. His answer is, according to you, Lididi, as far as I'm concerned, Mr. Rabbanon, Rabbi Rabbanon, Rachmana Achsharei, my answer is that the Torah said it's fine. Bam Bahem. Liditchu, according to you, you don't accept Bam Bahem. Oduli Miha, Besar Balas Mum Ke'etim Dami, at least agree with me, at least admit that the meat from the Baal Mum can be treated like wood, like fuel. Midia Dahava, Besar Chatas, just like where the Chatas is mixed in with the Ola. You agree with me it can go on the Mizbeach? So too here where the Baal Mum gets mixed in, it can go on the Mizbeach. V'Rabbanan. Now we go back and ask, okay, so what is the Rabbanan's perspective? Why do the Rabbanan say Chatas and Ola mixtures are fine, but Baal Mum and Roveya Nirba not fine? So the Gemara answers, Hacha Mi'isi, Hasam Lo Mi'isi. The answer is, if you're dealing with a Baal Mum, or you're dealing certainly with Roveya Nirba, that's repellent. That's repugnant. You can't bring a carbon like that to Hashem. Whereas the other case, one is a Chatas and one is an Ola. They're valid Korbanos. They're just in the wrong place. Eventually, eventually they can become noser. But right now, this is just repellent. What was the word you said?
Because
it's visually repellent. Well, that'll work for the Baal Mum, not for the Roveya nearby. You can't see any difference there. Right, only the Baal Mum, though. Okay. So that's our conclusion. Our conclusion is that within this other version of Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, Rabbi Eliezer says, because of Psukim, I believe that where the Baal Mum is mixed in, you can bring it all on the Mizbeach. And certainly the Chatas and Ola. And the Rabbanan say, only the Chatas and Ola, because those are valid Korbanos, not the Baal Mum, and certainly not the Roveya Nirba. New Mishnah. Evarin be'evarin bale mumin. I have evarin, I have pieces of korbanos that did not have a blemish, right? Tmimin. And they got mixed in with bale mumin. So what do? And they're all, the korbanos are gone now. They're all dead. It's just pieces that I'm working with. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im karev rosh echad mehen, yikarvu kol harashin. Kra'ayim shel echad mehen, yikarvu kol ha-kra'ayim. His answer is, if you already brought one head, you can bring all the heads. You already brought one of the legs, you can bring all of the legs. Rashi explains why on the Mishnah. He says, evarim shel olos harbe be'evri olos balas mum, im karev echad mehen, if one of them was already brought, talina nisura be, we figured that was the no good one. I brought one of the heads. What? Sorry? Right. Right. So he say, I'll just treat this as the no good one. Presumably, if I know there are multiple no good ones, then I'll have to bring a certain amount, right? A certain number, I should say, to parallel the no good ones that I know are in the mixture, and then I'll say, okay, those are the ones. The chachamim say, no, you can't do that.
She says
rove,
right?
No. He didn't say anything about rove here. No, Rashi did not make that statement here. Where do you see that in Rashi? No, it's not.
Well, it's almost the opposite here.
If you already put the head, so we think that this is the head that was
Yes, that's correct.
Actually, it wasn't the road.
No roves in this discussion. Right. The Chacham say, absolutely not. Not only that, you had 50 animal heads here, and you brought 49 up on the Mizbeach, you have one remaining, you have to wait for it to become Nosar, and then burn it.
He found out that one of the ones in the mix was a Baal Mum.
There wasn't good communication. It happens. The Kohen comes running in and says, wait, and it's too late. They already put one on the Mizbeach. They tell him they're running in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Chachamim say that you can't do this. You can't put it up on the Mizbeach. You cannot take that chance. That's the Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim.
Yeah. Midoraita, you would say, just bitul berov.
Yes.
No reason to worry about that.
Correct.
So that's why you can make an assumption.
Right.
Isn't that what
Rashi's
saying?
Rosh Akar B'Tchila,
a Rosh.
Yeah. That's the opposite of Rosh. That's the opposite, right? But it's not necessarily that. You could have two there, one head that is fine, one head that's not fine. And I brought one head already on the Mizbeach, and the same rule will apply. It isn't necessarily a Rove issue at all. This isn't about Rove.
How Rashi's explaining.
Where do you see that?
No,
Avarim shall olos harbe be'evri olos balas mum. That's one possibility. I'd like Rashi to be a little more explicit if that's really what he believes. Because the Mishnah didn't say that, and it's not in the language.
But why could it Chachamim if it's on the
Mizbeach?
Sorry? Why could it
Chachamim
if it's on the Mizbeach, you don't take it out? Why leave it? Because
that's the rule, the Malu lo yerdu. Yeah. We have a machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. I understand what you're saying in Rashi because he uses the singular for olas balas mum, but the Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah said beivar and bali mumin. I'm not convinced that means multiple limbs of one animal. So you have a machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer says if one part went up, you could say that was the Balmum, now just bring the rest. And the Chachamim say no. You can't do that. Even if all but one were brought up, you still can't do it. And not only that, the Gemara is going to be on my side on this singular thing. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara says. Amar Rabbi Lazar, thank you. Lo hiksha Rabbi Eliezer ela shnayim shnayim, aval echad echad lo. Even Rabbi Eliezer will only permit me putting up pairs, such that I can say, look, I know there's only one Balmum. So in this case, as far as I'm mentioning it right now, you're right. Right? What I'm going through right now, there's only one Balmum in the mix. So I know that if the pair that I'm bringing up, only one of them is a Balmum. And the other one, only one of them could be a Balmum. Right. The other one is not. And just like the other one is not a Balmum, so too this one is not a Balmum. I know that at least one of them is not, and therefore I can assume that both of them. In other words, what we're doing is, if you remember the Shtei Drachim, you walk on two paths and you know there was Tum on one of them, but there wasn't Tum on the other one. Right? You remember the case? There are two roads to get from point A to point B. One of them has Tumah on it, and if you walked on that road, for sure you became Tameh. The other one does not have Tumah on it. You walked on one of the roads, you don't know whether it was the Tameh one or the Tahar one. So you can assume Safek Tumah and Rosh Hashanah, you assume you're fine. What happens if two Kohanim walked from point A to point B, one taking one road and one taking the other road? So now what do you do? Each one says, I know that one of the roads is fine. I'm going to assume it was my road that's fine. And then the discussion is, well, what if both of them shoved and based in at the same time? Can you really tell both of them your tahor? But the point here for our discussion is that it's the classic. You're right. You're both right. But that's what we're doing here is he's saying, look, I have two pieces of korbanos here. I have two heads here. I know that one of them is not from the Balmum. I just don't know which one that is. So for each one, I'm going to say, okay. So this one is not the Balmum. That's how Rabbi Elazar understands Rabbi Eliezer. Aval echad echad lo, but he would not permit you to bring them up one by one, knowing that each one could be the Balmum. Masiv Rabbi Yirmiyah, to which Rabbi Yirmiyah says, that's no good. Look at the Chachamim's language in the Mishnah. The Chachamim say, even if you brought all of them except for one, the last one has to be put out, indicating that Rabbi Eliezer in that position would say, you can bring the last one up, and it's only a single one. So Amar lo, Rabbi Yirmiyah Batachlifa, Rabbi Yirmiyah Batachlifa answered, no, Azbar Allah, I'll explain it to you. My echad, what did he mean when he said echad here? Zug echad, a pair. It's really being done in pairs. The truth is that this backs up your idea. This backs up the idea that there's only one Baal Mum. But then you have to take Avery Bali Mumin in the Mishnah to mean limbs of a single Baal Mum, or limbs of blemished limbs of one animal, which I still find difficult. But Zug means it's, you're bringing them up in pairs and relying on this idea that Rabbi Elazar reads into Rabbi Eliezer.
So there's two heads, one of them is fair.
At least one of them is fine. That's all I know. I know that I already brought one, and maybe that was the Baal Mum. So at least one of these two is fine. And for each one, I'm going to say this one is probably fine.
It's not referring to the Mishnah, like they, if the head of one of them will drop it. Does it mean the head
so
of
we're
one
changing
chair,
that.
Or is it...
Right, so the what we're saying is one was definitely brought already.
One pair?
Well, no. The head of one animal was already brought. Now, each animal only has one head, otherwise we'd have a real Baal Mum. There are at least three animals now, correct. There are at least three animals in our mixture. That's correct. No, at least three now, because one went on the Mizbeach,
okay.
And now I'm bringing two.
Oh, you're bringing two right now?
Yeah. Davimi has an awful lot of things to logic, but 2 plus 1 is still 3. That's because you have a Zug. You have a Zug to bring up. And you already had one on the Mizbeach. No. Three singles. Three single animals.
What about legs? If you bring the legs up, it has to be.
You would need legs from two animals.
Right.
You would need legs from two animals. Because each animal, I'll say, maybe that was a Baal Mum.
So, just two animals.
Two animals plus the one that already went on the Mizbeach.
Three animals.
That makes three. You need a minimum of three for this to work, according to this idea. It's a minimum of three animals that were mixed together, and only one of them was a Baal Mum. That's your minimum requirement for this case. So, one went up already. Yes, and you now have two that remain. That's the idea. All right, should we do the Mishnah, or should we say people have to go to the 6:30? Sorry?
It's short.
It's very short. It's a quick Mishnah.
But tomorrow is short as well.
It's 40 today. It's 6:40 today.
No, it's not. Yes, no?
We have a short daf tomorrow.
Oh, there's no such thing as a short daf. All right, we'll do the Mishnah tomorrow. Shkach.